This is episode 11 of the Walk Magazine podcast. Would you walk with me? And if you walk with me, I'll walk with you for eternity. Hi, my name is Cindy Lehman. I'm the former editor and publisher of Walk Magazine and the host of the Walk Magazine podcast. It's been a crazy couple of months. I've done some traveling, the weather's been terrible, I did a live interview and the microphone didn't work, and anyway, here we are with the 10th episode. And I would like to say that I'm learning quite a bit about recording equipment, and I don't anticipate that I'll be losing files again anytime soon. The interview was really very good, but I'm not even going to tell you who it was because you'll be too disappointed. In the meantime, I was able to do the Run the Bluegrass Half Marathon with my friends Pat and Deb last month. The Run the Bluegrass is in beautiful Lexington, Kentucky. And on our drive home from Lexington, we talked about the race in the car while everything was still fresh in our minds. There are some car noises in the background, a little bit of traffic noises. You can hear our friend Bob sometimes add some points. Pretty quietly, he thought he couldn't be heard. And you can even hear the GPS telling us when to turn, but I think you're going to enjoy the interview. There are a few things we didn't discuss or didn't mention in the conversation that I thought should have been added. I'm surprised that we missed it. First of all, the pre-race dinner that Pat and Bob attended was an additional $50. Deb and I decided not to do that because it was a little expensive for us, but they really enjoyed it and they had a good time. They told us horse burgers were on the menu of the buffet, but I'm not sure that I believe them. So we'll just leave that as a rumor. Several times on race day, Run the Bluegrass sent photos of me and my friends to my Facebook page, which I thought was pretty cool. The photos were really great. They showed me and my number, and I thought it was really well done. They sent a few too many posts for me, but I would rather have them send too many than not enough. And it was really nice that my friends that were here in Ohio could see photos of the race while we were doing the race. After the race, we were also offered the chance to buy all of the race photos for only $10. Of course, I agreed to it. The finish line photo is one of the best finish line photos that I've seen of me. And $10? I would have bought just that photo for $10, so I'm pretty excited about that. In the interview, we do talk about the issues that Run the Bluegrass had with medals and shirts and the delivery of them. And this is something that's not new to people who've done quite a few races over the last year. Because of union problems in Los Angeles, there are a lot of things that are just not being unloaded in a timely manner. Luckily, Run the Bluegrass discovered the issue far enough in advance of the race that they could make all other arrangements. For example, the medals had not been shipped by the time they found out that there were shipping issues, so they were able to send the medals FedEx. Could you imagine a big race like this half marathon, and having all of their medals, heavy medals, sent FedEx? That had to have cost a fortune, but they were here in time, and we all got the medals that we were intended to have. They also found out that the shirts weren't going to be here in time, but unfortunately the shirts were en route. So they were able to make arrangements with other people in Kentucky to do a hoodie that is actually very cute. And I got to tell you, I'm a little tired of race shirts. I have a million race shirts that are technical. Every once in a while, I really, really enjoy something different like a cotton t-shirt, a long sleeve cotton t-shirt, or my Run the Bluegrass hoodie. I'll post photos of that, and you can probably, if you follow me on Facebook, you've probably already seen those photos. They're cute. The other thing is that when we were talking, I could not remember the name of the stable that is featured on the back of the medal. And it's, I couldn't remember the name of the stable. I wrote it down. I couldn't find where it's written down. Okay, the name of this stable is the Stone Street Stables. And we actually walked by them somewhere around mile 8 or mile 9. So that is all I have for the introduction. I hope that you enjoy this interview, and I hope you enjoy our review of Run the Bluegrass, which was on March 28th.
Walk with me. Would you walk with me? And if you walk with me, I'll walk with you for eternity.
Okay, today I am with my friends Pat and Deb, and we just finished the Run the Bluegrass Half Marathon in Lexington, Kentucky. What's the date today? March 28th?
28th.
Okay. So March 28th. So the first thing we did is we went to the expo. What did you guys think about the expo?
Well, it was small.
It was all right.
Yeah.
It was okay. Great shape. Yeah.
We had to do a lot of work on our shirts because they weren't too good. Huh? But we did get bourbon, which was in a commemorative glass, and that was very nice.
Commemorative bottle, yeah.
Yeah.
With a special label.
All right.
But we did find out about the race in Adams County where you get an Amish basket as the medal that we're going to do so we can get an Amish medal.
But it was fun. The expo was fun.
I thought it was a little tight considering how few people were in the race. But you know, the one thing, even though you had problems with your race shirt, we found out a couple weeks ago that the original race shirts are on a ship in the ocean and that they're not going to be unloaded at the Los Angeles port because of union problems. So that's why we have the shirts we have. But I actually like mine.
They're very nice. I like mine too.
And the race team quickly remediated that problem. They went right into action and came up with a solution and didn't affect the runners and walkers, so I thought that was really good.
I thought that was great.
And very friendly people.
Oh, very organized.
Everywhere
everybody
went,
was friendly.
Yeah.
Everything was top notch.
Very nice.
Now, Deb and I did not go to the official race dinner. We ate at our hotel, but Pat and Bob did. So, Pat, tell us a little bit about the pre-race dinner.
The pre-race dinner was very nice. You could walk around into the barns, see the new horse, the horses that were just born, and walk outside and pet the horses. And then they had a nice buffet meal, just all you could eat, and all open bar and all the wine. They kept walking around with wine. So
nice.
Yeah, you could have all the beverages you wanted.
Wow.
And they had a birthday cake celebrating some different birthdays. So that was really fun. And you sat at tables with other runners and walkers. You got to meet new people. The only thing I would suggest for the future, it was so cold in there that we couldn't stay for all the presentations. We were just too cold. So maybe they could change the venue or get some heaters because
okay.
it was pretty cold.
But the one speaker, you did listen to one speaker, and it was...
Harvey Lewis.
Oh, Harvey Lewis. And he was very inspirational, talking about how you can do anything. You just have to try out for it.
He's an ultra runner.
Yes.
He won Badlands in 2014.
Mm-hmm. And also that Arctic race he did, he won that. They had just pages of all his awards and accolades, but nice man. He went around and he had everybody write down what they want to do in the coming year, and there's no reason they couldn't do it. You know, he was pretty inspirational.
Did you take your bourbon bottles to have him autograph?
No. No, we should have, but I probably would have been too cold to hold on to him. I would have dropped him anyway. But that was very nice.
Well, Deb and I ate at the hotel and they had a pasta special. But it was pasta and a pesto vinaigrette, which...
It was very good, but I would have preferred just spaghetti and meatballs the night before a race.
Yeah, the food was
fancy.
Delicious. It just was a little too fancy for something you would want to eat the night before a race.
Right.
So then this morning we got up... The race didn't start till 9, so...
Yeah, that was
we
nice.
Had plenty of time to get around today, and we went down to the grab-and-go part of our hotel, and I grabbed a bagel and some peanut butter, and we both had bananas, and so that was really nice having that as opposed to eating my stale peanut butter sandwich that I packed the night before.
Yeah, I thought the hotel was prepared for runners. They had the grab and go, and they also offered a late checkout, which you don't always get. And they were very accommodating, so I think they did a nice job.
Good job, yeah. And it only took us, about 20 minutes to get to the race start line?
Yeah.
So that wasn't bad. Traffic was not bad at all.
No.
Parking was pretty easy. And the bad thing about this morning was it was very, very cold.
Very.
It was about 20 degrees this morning.
But it was beautiful. The clear blue sky. The sun was coming up. It was gorgeous.
But it was really cold. I mean, I don't think it was exceptionally cold, except for we had that warm streak in Columbus for about a week. So I think I was no longer acclimated for temperatures in the 20s.
Well, I think what's cold is you're waiting
for
the start time, and you're just standing still. And I know my toes got numb, and I was about mile 3 before I had any feeling back in them.
But you know what was fun, too? While we were waiting, people were friendly and joking, and it was
friendly.
Fun, and we found a patch of sun and got a little warmer there, and when the wind wasn't blowing, it was a fun wait.
They had
and
a beautiful...
the crowds were not overly crowded.
No,
they were good.
They were well done, and the lady that sang the Star Spangled Banner, she was...
Very nice. And it was nice
job.
We could actually hear her back in Corral 6.
You could hear her. And then they sang the Kentucky...
My Old Kentucky Home.
Yeah, that was very good,
horn,
too.
The horn player played.
That was a nice touch.
That was
touch.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
And the corrals moved. You know, you didn't stay there forever. Your corral moved.
It was a very quick start.
Yeah.
It seemed like...
Very nice.
It was only about maybe a minute in between corrals, which seemed to be just about enough for the... We were in corral 6. There were 7 corrals.
And I think it took us 12 minutes to get up to the start line, so that wasn't bad at all.
So it must have been more than a minute in between. Yeah.
A minute and a half or something.
Yeah. It was nice.
Very good.
What was I going to say? Oh, okay. So the start was pretty simple, and it was really nice, I thought. Mm-hmm. And then the first mile seemed to be kind of uneventful.
But our feet were frozen, and we were having a hard time bending our feet.
Yeah, my feet just felt like lumps of numbness.
That's going to be my next book, Lumps of Numbness.
Yeah, we were pretty cold when we started.
It was chilly.
Oh, I'm so glad that before we left, I decided to grab a second shirt and put it on.
But we had hand warmers, so...
Yeah, although Sydney doesn't know how to use her.
Those of us who knew how to use hand warmers were fine.
Yeah, they were very effective.
Very effective.
Well, once you guys taught me how to use them, I was fine. For the record, you can't have them in the finger part of your mitten. They need to be in the palm part of your mitten.
In the palm of your mitten.
And you need to shake them.
And you need to wear mittens and not gloves.
Correct.
Anyway, this course, I mean, even though it's really, really pretty, it was exceptionally hilly.
Very hilly.
All hills.
Yes.
Challenging.
It was very, very challenging. Deb and I originally signed up to get the PR prize if we were going to PR in this race.
No.
And we drove the course yesterday and took one look at it and thought, okay, we are not going to PR in this race because it is very, very hilly. What was the first... Do you remember when the first major hill was? Was it within the first 3 miles?
Yes.
Yeah. Between 1 and 2, I thought.
Right,
yeah.
Right away.
Yeah. And along the course, there were horse farms everywhere that we didn't see nearly as many horses as I thought we would.
No, I know.
But just beautiful homes and fenced horse farms. It was just absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, the scenery was nice. It might have been too cold for the horses to be out yet, but the ones we saw were just majestic and beautiful, and the grounds and the homes were really a nice distraction to look at. It was very beautiful.
Very pretty. Now, I thought that they had the perfect number of water stops because they had one every 2 miles.
Oh, it was perfect.
Yeah. And that worked out nice.
Yep.
It was, and it seemed like they had enough porta-johns, but... The first 5, or I don't know how many there were, but every time we went by a porta-john, there was a huge long line. And then finally we decided we just had to stop and we got in line. But then shortly after that, the porta-johns we saw after that were not so bad.
Mm-hmm.
But I thought there were plenty of them on the course. At one point, I thought I heard that there was going to be music on the course.
Well, they put that on their brochure. It just said music and fun. And Pat said last night, she said, oh, it's probably just at the start, and that's what it was.
Yeah. Well,
but there were a couple bands
along
the way. A set of drummers, and that was fun.
There was one really, really horrible rapper.
Rapper.
And first of all, I don't like rap anyway, so I don't appreciate it. But he wasn't even very good and vulgar. And I just was surprised that he was dropping F-bombs.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Shocking.
Well, you know, it's enough shocking for rap, but it's shocking for race.
But can you imagine if you lived right where he was singing? I don't know.
Yeah.
I thought it was very inappropriate. And luckily you told somebody on the course that it was inappropriate.
In a quarter mile, keep left.
So they know not to invite him back.
Slight right turn.
Yeah, that is also joining us today is the voice of Pat's GPS.
Yeah.
Keep left, then next slight right turn.
Say left here.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, and another thing that was very interesting for this race,
yeah.
I can't think of her last name. Meg Smiles.
They had
Meg Smiles' husband was a speaker at the race dinner.
The road for 33 miles.
Was one of the speakers, but Pat didn't stay long enough to hear him because she was too cold. But they had mile 9, which they considered the most memorable mile, and they had it dedicated in her memory, which was very nice.
Yeah.
I liked the fact that they had that shoe
tower.
Uh-huh. Shoe tower tribute to her. I'll make sure I post a photo of that to my blog.
That was very nice.
Very nice.
And you know, the day before when we were in the expo, someone had told us that mile 9 would be the biggest hill. And then mile 11 would be even worse.
They lied.
I didn't think mile 9 was bad. And I barely even remember much of a hill on mile 11.
And you know, they're hills, but they weren't upright hills. Like,
right.
We've had worse hills in races.
Yes.
Where they're straight up kind of. These were more
gently rolling.
Gently rolling. There were just a lot of rolls.
But there were just a lot of them.
Yeah, there were a lot of them, but they weren't. Like, you didn't have to really climb.
It was more of a cumulative effect of the hills than, right.
But I wouldn't recommend it for your first marathon.
No.
I think that would discourage people.
Oh, I agree. And even though it was cold this year, we heard that it was cold and rainy last year.
Yeah, they show pictures at the dinner of last year, and the people were just drenched.
Oh, wow.
Oh. Cold and drenched, so. They said they promised no rain this year, but they weren't going to say anything about snow.
Yeah, but Kentucky doesn't really know what snow is, so if it had snowed, we would have been fine.
Yeah, but it was fine.
And when we got to the finish, it was really nice as we turned back into Keeneland, where the racetrack is, and they had the flags letting us know they were coming near the finish, and Bob was able to get up close and take pictures. That was really nice.
And they had enough
They
beverages and food for the walkers and the slow runners coming in.
And
and they gave you a bag of cookies and candy.
Very nice. Everything
chocolate milk.
So organized. Very good.
It was very well organized. And the medals are huge.
Yeah, they're
and
nice.
Heavy and
very nice.
And it has pictures of the three award-winning horses on the back from the host stable. And I can't remember which stable it is right now. But it was really pretty medal. Oh, and at the finish, we were able to get 2 slices of Papa John's pizza. And we also were able to get beer. And Bob was kind enough to help Deb drink her beer. I did get one, but I only took a couple sips of it. I just wanted to say that I took it.
But it was so nice because they were very generous with the food and the beverages and so many races. By the time the walkers come in, they don't have adequate refreshments, and this was very good.
Yeah, I thought so, too. Oh, by the way, what was it? At mile 12.1, one of the water stops had beer.
Yep.
Yes. So that was... I took it just to say that I took beer during the race, but I took one little tiny sip and tossed it. The only thing that I found on the course, I don't know if I didn't appreciate it or what, but they had their electrolyte drink was Sword, which I'd never heard of before. So I don't know if it's a regional thing or what, but I wasn't about to try it without knowing anything about it. But it was really weird. You're asking for water and they're yelling sword.
Yeah,
but it looked like water, so Pat accidentally got water or accidentally got Sword that one time.
Yeah, I took it because I didn't hear him, and I took a small sip and I said, ew, this is the weirdest taste in water, and threw it away. But it was water with electrolytes, but I wasn't about to try that since I never had it before. I'm just stuck with the plain water.
I think this was probably the slowest half marathon we have done in years.
And ever, ever.
Yeah, we were somewhere around 3:26. And considering my current PR is 2:53.
Oh, my Lord.
That's almost a half an hour longer. Oh, it is a half an hour longer, isn't it?
Yeah.
Anyway, it was...
But we all finished and we're all healthy, so that's the important thing.
But I think because of all the hills, we're going to have different sore muscles when we get home.
Yes.
We're already thinking about doing it next year.
No.
Pat is thinking about doing this race again next year, and Deb and I have already decided no.
No.
We will find a less hilly race.
Too soon.
Yeah.
To what?
But we are all planning on PRing. At Cap City on May 2nd.
We should do
2nd.
Really well at Cap City.
After all that wonderful hill training.
Yeah.
But
we
will certainly miss seeing all the horses.
Yeah, because Cap City isn't nearly as pretty as this one.
No.
And we didn't stop to take nearly as many photos as I thought we would.
No, because the problem was the horses were all up against the back fences.
They didn't come up close to the people.
They were when we drove the course yesterday.
But we did see some mamas and babies, and they were just precious. They were learning how to run. They were so cute.
Yes.
When we got to the finish, it was really nice, though, that it seemed like a pretty nice party atmosphere afterward. There were a lot of people still hanging out when we got there, which was nice.
Yes.
We grabbed our pizza, grabbed our beer, and then we noticed how late it was, and we had to hurry up to check out of our hotel. So... I don't think we got to hang around there as long as I would have normally liked, but it was nice.
It was nice.
Anything that you guys want to add that I didn't ask you about?
No, I would just say if you're looking for a challenge and you don't mind the cold weather, think about this one next year. And they have some program where if you do three of the races, you get a Triple Crown medal, so...
Yeah, there's a race in Louisville, Kentucky, and then I don't remember where the third one is. And if you do all three, you get a special medal. And also, if you just do this one and the Kentucky Derby, you get a special medal. And if I would have known earlier, I would have tried to talk you guys into that, but it's a little late for us to sign up for the Kentucky Derby race.
It was advertised as America's prettiest half marathon, and I think it is. It was beautiful.
Mm-hmm. You thought it was prettier than Big Sur? Well, Big Sur doesn't have a half marathon.
Right?
So.
I would say, because Big Sur, with the rocks and the beaches.
And the ocean.
And the ocean.
Yeah, but it was 21 miles. It wasn't a half marathon.
No, I concur that this is one of the prettiest half marathons. I would recommend doing it.
Once.
The problem is, it's just so early. It's such an early race.
Yeah, we did not get our training.
Right.
And the brochure said rolling hills, mm-hmm. and I was anticipating, maybe something like Flying Pig or even Nashville, but no, this was more than rolling hills. I think they lied.
Very steep. Steep rolling hills.
Yeah. There was no way I could have gone any faster.
No.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to talk to me today.
Oh, you're welcome.
Well, thank you.
Thanks for everybody going in the race. We had a great day.
It was a fun weekend.
And the good weather once we got going and got thawed out.
Very nice. Thank you.
Bye.
Walk with me. Would you walk with me? And if you walk with me, I'll walk with you.
I hope you enjoyed our conversation about Run the Bluegrass. As you can tell, we all really did enjoy the race, even though it was challenging. It is very beautiful, and I would highly recommend that anyone do the race at least once. I would highly recommend, too, that you do hill training beforehand, which we did not have the chance to do this year. But it was a good race, and it's well organized. The people who run it are very friendly. The shirts were high quality. The medals were high quality. Everything about this race is first class, and I think that you should give it a chance. That's it for this episode of the Walk Magazine podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. If you would like to reach me, you can find me on Twitter at walk_magazine. If you want to reach me on Facebook, try Walk Newsletter. Don't ask. And you can also email me at cindy@walk-magazine.com, and our website is www.walk-magazine.com. And as I always like to say, why run slow when you can walk really fast?
Would you walk with me today? Would you walk with me tomorrow? And if you walk with me today, I'll never cause you any pain. I'll never cause you any sorrow. Would you walk with me forever? Would you walk with me tonight? And if you walk with me forever, I promise that I'll never be far your sight. Walk with me. Would you walk with me? And if you walk with me, I'll walk with you for eternity. Da 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 da. Da 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 my being. And if you walk into my heart, this will just be the start of the new world you'll be seeing. Walk with me. Would you walk with me? And if you walk with me, I'll walk with you for eternity. Da 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 da
dreams. Would you walk into my soul? And when you walk into my dreams, when you're there, it seems you make me whole. Would you walk with me today? Would you walk with me tomorrow? And if you walk with me today, I'll never cause you any pain, I'll never cause you any sorrow.